Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with John Dinius, the interim general manager of the Sequan Casino in San Diego, about the new branding effort being undertaken, as well as upcoming competition in the region. The Sequan Casino in San Diego started out as a small bingo hall in 1983. Since then, it has become an integral part of the community, but with competition coming in the Jamul Tribe's Hollywood Casino slated to open next year, it's time for a change. Interim General Manager John Dinius has been working at Sequan for 22 years and explains how leadership changes at both the casino and the tribe, including his own promotion, inspired a new look at Sequan's customer experience and the future of the casino. He spoke with me from his offices in the Sequan Casino in August. John Dinius, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. Congratulations on the new rebranding at the Sequan Casino in San Diego. Sounds like it went very well.
It is, and thank you very much for the opportunity, Roger. We're really excited about some of the changes that we've recently implemented here at Sequan.
Let's talk about why you chose to do it at this point. Rebranding is a big effort, and it takes a lot of manpower, a lot of dedication. Why did you pick this time to do it?
Well, Roger, late in 2014, Sequan experienced a number of significant changes in senior leadership, and we took that as an opportunity to redefine the Sequan experience for both our guests and our team members. So ultimately, we set out to regain a stronger position in the market, as well as prepare for new competition that's coming into our area in mid-2016. So I guess at the end of the day, we just felt like it was a very, very good time to redefine everything that we do on a daily basis to make sure that we were executing and achieving all the goals that we had set forth.
What are some of the elements of the rebrand? Is it a renovation of the casino or new slot machines? What did you actually do to the casino to give it that rebrand?
Well, it's interesting. We actually broke our strategic plan into three separate elements, environment, loyalty, as well as branding. And so while the new brand has a ton of creative aspects, at the end of the day, it really focused on the experience that our guests have when they come into the Sequan Casino. So we did have to face some challenges over the years, primarily with our air quality. So that was always our number one chief complaint from our patrons. So we ended up expanding our non-smoking area. So now we currently offer the largest non-smoking area in all of San Diego. But we didn't just stop there. We actually did a tremendous amount. We revamped our entire loyalty program. Now we are proud to say that we are the best loyalty program, undisputed leader in loyalty in all of San Diego. Couple that with some more entertaining experiences within the casino with live entertainment, a new promotional stage. We've also revamped our Primrose Room so we can really cater to the high-end and the Asian gaming segments of our area.
Well, that's a pretty big segment there in San Diego, the Asian segment. Is that something you're really going to redouble your efforts to create loyalty there?
Absolutely. We've commissioned a couple of feasibility studies and market assessment studies to really gain a true understanding of where we stand within the market. Uh-huh. And through that process, we identified a tremendous number of values that drive players to choose one casino over another. And then our management team then created goals and tactics to support those value statements from our players. So we feel like this is a very thoughtful and deliberate new brand. And we're already realizing some of the benefits and some of the results from that launch.
So you believe it's really important then for existing casinos to always be on the edge there and always be ready to make changes as the customers demand.
Absolutely. And I think particularly here in San Diego, we don't only compete with each other in way of other casinos, but we also compete with some of the other features and amenities that Sequan naturally holds. And, you know, we can talk about the beach and the mountains and international border and, you know, the beautiful sunshine and all the things that you can do here in San Diego. So we feel like we have to be on our game at all times, and that's what creates a very exciting, competitive environment here for us at Sequan.
What are some of the elements that you're considering bringing on? I know we talked a while ago, and you were talking about a possible hotel. Is that in consideration right now?
Yes, we continue to go through those discussions. This is a very critical time for the Sequan tribe, and we're in the process of renegotiating our compact. And we've got some internal teams working on expansion possibilities, and we're vetting those opportunities. opportunities, and we feel confident by the end of this year, maybe early 2016, we'll have a very good idea of what the future holds for Saquon.
Now, you've been working at Saquon for almost your entire career. What kind of special perspective do you think that gave you while you were considering this rebrand?
Well, Roger, I have been working out here at Saquon now for 22 years, and in that time, I've seen a number of changes both inside the organization as well as outside, and I'm a San Diego native, and I feel more connected with the community than I think most do. And this is one of the reasons why I was so proud of the community efforts that Saquon has been involved in and well known for over the past 32 years. And Saquon consistently reinvests in the local community, and to date has contributed to well over 700 charities. And so the together element of the brand allows us an opportunity to more effectively communicate that specific involvement. And with being out here for so long, I've had the opportunity to develop some long-standing relationships with many of our Saquon team members. And with that, I've garnered a lot of support and belief in the direction that we're going. Coupled that with the fact that we operate from a bottom-up type philosophy, kind of changing the traditional paradigm of top-down management. And so we actually implement focus groups with frontline team members from every department to better understand the challenges that they face, as well as any tools that they may need to take their service excellence to a new level. We did that, and we gained a tremendous amount of insight from our team members, and we've actively made those changes to make not only their experience better, but also their delivery of that service excellence better. And once we had completed the strategic plan and the new brand was created, we held four different all-team sessions in our theater so that we could meet with every single one of our team members from frontline all the way up to senior management, so that we can actively and effectively communicate the new direction to everyone. And couple that with the fact that we also had numerous training sessions that we held throughout the month so that everybody understood the changes. And one of the goals with our loyalty program revamp was to truly simplify it. So that was a great training session for all of our team members. They were more excited, I think, than our guests were because it was so much more straightforward. And it was something that they could really stand behind and be proud of as, you know, the undisputed leader in loyalty here in San Diego.
No question about that. Now, did you really get them motivated during these training sessions and these information sessions to go out there and give the top customer service possible?
Absolutely. We had to be a bit candid and transparent with our team and let them know some of the direct feedback that we received from the feasibility studies and the market assessment studies. And in fact, our guests told us that we were slipping a little bit in customer service, so we have this reinvigorated effort to really take our spot back as the number one customer service casino here in San Diego. And yeah, everybody's been very excited. We've done some back of house projects as well to really inspire the team commitment to the Saquon experience. Mm-hmm. We've deployed a very intensive back of house digital signage program meant to truly inspire team members as they come through the back door. And we've also put on air signs leading from back of house to the casino floor, reminding all team members of the commitment that they have to ensuring that Saquon experience through every guest experience and interaction. So the team has been phenomenal, and they're very much in support of it. There's a lot of excitement out here, and we're just very, very proud of everything that we've done over the last several months.
You mentioned the Asian market, but what other segments are you really targeting? Is it really you want to be everything to everybody there, or are you really targeting certain segments of the market?
Well, I think ultimately we're cementing our position here in San Diego as a leader in the gaming industry, and we're singly focused on San Diego players, and we feel like our players know that. We've always been here in San Diego, and we always will be, and so we're targeting San Diego players in general. But ultimately, we're trying to maintain the player database that we have while also growing that reach by some of these various amenities, by including a larger non-smoking, revamping the loyalty program, having more entertainment injected into the experience, creating, you know, some very exclusive areas within the casino for our high-limit players as well as the Asian gamers. So we feel confident that with all these varying tactics that we're going to be able to cast a much wider net here in San Diego.
Great. Well, you're being very proactive toward the addition of more competition in your market with the Hollywood Casino that will open up next year, I believe, in right up the road from you. Do you think that your players are going to go give them a test and then come back to you, or how do you think that's going to work?
Yeah, I think we acknowledge that everybody's going to want to go check them out. In fact, there's a lot of our team members, including myself, that are going to go check it out just to see what the experience is like. But I think at the end of the day, we have an experience that really exceeds anything that anyone could bring in. And we feel like this is everything that we're doing today, Roger, more than just preparing for removal. It's really about taking our rightful spot in the marketplace back again today. And we feel by all of these changes that we've implemented and all these improvements that we've made that we can do exactly that.
Let's talk about the iPoker market. This is a big controversy in Indian country out in California now. Some of the tribes are for it, some of them are not. Where does the Squan tribe stand in this controversy?
Well, that's a very dynamic and complex issue, to say the least. We continue to keep a pulse on the iPoker legislation and, you know, the politics that surround the issues. And we're a bit sitting on the sideline right now, and we continue to do some due diligence behind the scenes, but we haven't taken a very active or formal stance as it relates to iPoker. I think we can all agree that this year it's probably dead from a political perspective. But we're always looking at new avenues and new potential businesses to enter into. So it's something that we'll definitely keep a close eye on.
Great. Well, Squan has always had, you know, dynamic chairman in Danny Tucker for many years. And recently you have a new tribal chairman, Cody Martinez. What role did he play in this rebranding campaign, as well as the new tribal council members, who I also know were very active?
Yeah, it's been an incredible experience and a bit surreal, to be honest. Obviously, Danny Tucker had a tremendous influence and impact on Squan over a number of years, as well as an impact on tribal gaming as a whole. And with that said, I can tell you that Chairman Cody Martinez, as well as the entire tribal council, has been more engaged and more involved than I've ever seen any tribal council or even heard of. And it's been incredible. And I think if you're going to try to do something as cutting edge as we have tried to do, you have to have that tribal commitment and that tribal buy-in. And this is a very young group and a very engaged group, and so we love this very creative, free-flowing form that we've created, and they've been a tremendous support. And one of the examples that I'll share with you that I think reinforced that support and demonstrate that support is through all of the all-team meetings that we had, you know, meeting with all of our 1,750 team members, the Tribal Council was actually present for all of those sessions. So they said some words and really conveyed the commitment that they have not only to the organization and the team members, but also the local community. And not only myself, but other team members just felt like that was an incredible demonstration of their commitment and their faith and their belief in what we're doing today. So it's been an incredible experience, to say the least. And again, I'm just so excited for the future and the future of Squan as a whole.
Well, it's certainly true that, you know, the tribe has been a very involved in the San Diego community for years. You know, everything from education at San Diego State to involvement in the charities and things of that nature that all casinos are involved in. So it's really must be gratifying for you to see them to get involved in the planning of for the future of the casino as well.
Absolutely, it's very inspiring to be a part of Squan, and this is obviously a very important time and a very critical time for us. And I got to say, I'm very proud of our entire management team as well with some of our recent acquisitions. I feel that this is the best team that I've ever seen out here at Squan in the last 22 years. So I feel confident we can not only offset any impact of them, but really, again, take our rightful spot back in this market as the undisputed leader in gaming here in San Diego.
Great. Well, John, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on the rebrand, and we hope it's going to go smoothly over the next year or so when the competition comes into the market. And I want to stop by and see it next time I'm in town there.
Absolutely. We'll have you out anytime, Roger, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks for joining us on the GGB Podcast. If you want to read more about this issue or any issue in the gaming industry, read our magazine, GGB Magazine, or visit ggbmagazine.com. For weekly updates on the gaming industry, subscribe to GGB News. For more information, visit ggbnews.com. I hope you enjoyed the interview, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.